All right. For all you hypnotists and those who are thinking about coming into the profession in 2026, I got some good news, bad news. Couple of good news, couple of bad news. So let's get right into it. All right, let's start off with the good news. The good news is, guess what? There's never been an easier time to get into the profession. There used to be a huge roadblock, and that was you got out of your hypnosis training and certification. You did some catch up on your studies and some practice and stuff like that, and then you had to start seeing clients in a physical office. Well, let me tell you something. Guess what? Physical offices are optional. And it used to be doing online sessions was optional, but now, absolutely for sure, unless you got a special situation where you're working in some institute or institution or something where, like the VA, where people would drag people into your office or something, but even the vast majority of VA's Veterans Administration sessions are done online. So this is the year that doing online sessions is no longer optional. If you're not trained and certified to do online sessions, you need to get it now. Okay, there's no more waiting around on that. Used to be that they were optional. Now they're mandatory. If you're not doing online sessions, you're just going to be considered to be very outdated, not up to date. All right. Number two. I tell you what, hypnosis is getting validated every year. There's never been a time where there was so much validation on how to determine if hypnosis is real. I mean, you just go into your Chat GPT or you go into Google and you can put, hey, recent hypnosis scientific articles about how real hypnosis is, how real and effective. And so now, never, ever, ever in the history of hypnosis has there been as much proof and recognition that hypnosis and hypnotherapy is the real deal. So you can confidently go into the profession or move forward in the profession. In fact, I just got on, I think it was ChatGPT the other day, and I typed in, hey, is hypnosis and hypnotherapy a good profession to go into in 2026? Yes. ChatGPT loves the profession and encourages people that are interested to pursue the profession. All right, now I'm going to get into some challenges and what I call hypnosis practice killers. Ooh. All right, here we go. Now I want you to take this seriously. I've been following AI, artificial intelligence, for a while. And you know what? Everybody's predicting 2026 is going, could quite possibly be a year of AI being a job killer. And what kind of jobs? The kind of jobs where you just do things routinely. And, you know, like if you're a number cruncher or if you just do talks over and over again, this kind of stuff is going to be threatened. And so it's very important for hypnotists who are completely doing script. You do a script for the induction, you do another script for whatever they came in for, another script for emerging, you read metaphors and all this stuff. Let me tell you something, you are replaceable. This is just like many years ago when the first phonograph records were being created. And guess what? Hypnotists started recording and putting out records. And then it was cassette tapes. And then it was CDs and DVDs and streaming audio. These are fixed, pre-recorded audios or videos. Well, guess what? If you do the same thing over and over again, like read a script for stop smoking, read scripts for weight loss, read scripts, these kinds of things, I think AI is coming for your job. AI is coming for your job. And the only way you can get away from it is you've got to take your hypnosis training and what you do to the next level, and the next level. You got to learn advanced techniques. Instead of these long hypnotic inductions that like have been recordings and that AI are going to use, you need to use more accelerated, faster inductions that are known and proven to work that you can do. Because one of the differences is those long progressive relaxation inductions and stuff like that. There's many problems with those, but AI can do those very easily. But the trained hypnotist is able to modulate their voice, able to modulate their tempo, and they're able to say different words in the induction as the client responds to it. Convincers cannot be done as unless you can look at the client. For example, eye lock. You've got to be able to see their eyes locked down in order for you to then challenge the eye lock. See, we are probably decades away from AI being able to do what we do, the advanced hypnotists and hypnotherapists. Age regression, it's totally interactive, and it's one of the most powerful techniques available for the hypnotist. The only way you are going to AI proof your practice is to make sure that when you get trained, that you train with an organization that teaches you how to do online sessions, gives you experience doing online sessions, has you practice, learn and practice advanced techniques like age regression so that you can outperform AI for at least 10 to 20 years from now. All right. I hope I haven't got you too worried. Okay, one thing. This has been true for a while, but it's, I believe, more true than ever before in 2026, because more and more people go to Google reviews and Yelp reviews and other review sites and discussion sites like Reddit. I get referrals from AI because people talk about me, talk about my training, talk about how good I am on Reddit. And then there's also the Yelp reviews and Google reviews. If you are not creating conversation about yourself online and like Reddit and social media and stuff like that, then Google AI is not going to recommend you. You're just going to get buried. So you need to be active on social media and you on all relevant websites where they rate hypnotists, like for example, you obviously Google where they have rating there, Google Business. You want to be seeing those 5-star reviews. And Yelp, if you're in the United States, or anything like Yelp in whatever country you're in. You see, and this makes a complete different shift in our mindset. Back in the Yellow Pages days, I know none of you are old enough to remember that, but I do. And if somebody didn't like their experience with you, they might tell their mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, but they're not telling the world about you. Now, if you have a dissatisfied client, now you can do the best work in the world every single time and still wind up with, a client that's not happy because there's just some people out there that there's nothing you can do to make them happy. They can actually kind of come into your office with a chip on their shoulder. And what you've got to remember is that if that kind of thing happens to where you have an unhappy client, you want to do whatever you can to make that person happy. Because if you don't make that person happy, they're going to get on Google, Yelp, Reddit, whatever, and talk bad about you. Give you the 1-star rating. Even make up new names. I have a 1-star rating on Yelp or Google. And guess what? I've never had that person in my class. They just made up a name and then went in there and talked badly about me. So, and it wasn't true at all. And there's nothing I can do about it. Those kind of things are going to happen, but you can save yourself from a 1-star rating and someone ripping you apart online if you really talk to them. First of all, what you're gonna, I If I had someone like that, I would ask them, what can I do to make it up to you? Obviously, we weren't a good fit. What can I do to make this right? And I'm going to do everything I can to make them right, including I'd probably start with, you know what, I did the best I could, but I don't want you to go away mad. What can I do to make this right? And I'm going to start off with refunding you for all your sessions. And usually, if that kind of person only gets about one or two sessions in before you realize they're not a good fit and they're not happy. And so you have to make them happy. If you don't, I don't care if it's not fair. It's not fair. You did all you're supposed to do, but they weren't paying attention or blah, 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 whatever. It does not matter if it's fair. You do not want that person to go out there and start talking bad about you. That's the wrong thing to do. So there you go. Some good news and some bad news. You agree with me? What do you think? Leave a comment. You got a question? Let me know. And of course, it always helps me with the algorithm if you just share, like, and subscribe. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.